Dodgers and the Marlins on Thursday. Former longtime Dodger A.J. Ellis feels the love, including from his former battery mate Clayton Kershaw. Game tied at one in the second until...
Puig unloads. Deep left center field. Forget about it. Dodgers back in front on a two-run shot from Puig.
Volk has taken all sorts of time between pitches tonight. And the pitch to Gonzalez. Line drive, base hit into right field. Rounding third is Turner. On his way home, he will score. RBI single for Adrian Gonzalez. Welcome back, Adrian. Dodgers 5-2.
His lone hit, we told you, 2010, was against the Phillies and Kyle Kendrick. Single to center, right past Chase Utley, who's playing second. Swings away. It is going to be a base hit. Kenley Jansen.
To Ryu, even after giving up those home runs and those hard hit balls, he figured out a way to at least get through 5 1/3. So kudos to Ryu to still battle, go out there, still make pitches. He seemed to have gotten better as the game went on. And when I mean better, like the command of his pitches.
Jansen gets him in quick order for the first out of the night. 1-2-3, 1-2-3 as far as strikes from Kenley Jansen to the first two batters that he faces, and it's up to Ichiro to keep it moving. And Kenley, a chance here at an immaculate inning. He gets it. Kenley Jansen strikes out the side on 9 pitches.
It is the 84th immaculate inning in baseball history. A great way for the Dodgers to cap off a 7-2 victory over the Marlins. Justin Turner stretched his multi-hit streak to 5 games, but did depart the game in the 8th inning due to a right hamstring injury. Edinson Volquez is now winless in his last 15 starts. His last victory came against who else? The Marlins. Dave Roberts did not have to break much of a sweat on Thursday as his Dodgers rolled to a 7-2 victory over Miami. The L.A. skipper shared his thoughts after the game.
I haven't seen him, just talking to the training staff briefly. The strength was there still, so which is a positive. So we're going to get some testing, some scans tomorrow morning, and obviously we'll know more. I know to my eyes it didn't look good coming around third base, so, but... You know, for his strength to still be there right now, like I said, to be a little optimistic, but to have a little bit more clarity, we're going to get some scans.
Is that like the hamstring?
Yeah, the right, kind of right behind the knee, a little bit hamstring, but a little bit above the knee, but not the belly of the hamstring.
Are you anticipating a DL situation?
You know, initially I was, but I heard that the strength was okay. So after the scan, you know, obviously the way he took it, it seemed like a certain DL, but we're going to hold out hope.
How'd you like Ryu today?
I think, it's funny is that first inning was very good and his velocity was as good as we've seen it. Even on the pitch to Yelich, had him 1-2, throws a fastball up in the zone, top of the zone, 92, and to Yelich's credit, he got on top of it and squared it up. But I thought the fastball command hasn't been his best, but I think some of the signs for Ryu as far as, making starts and feeling strong, we kind of gauge that with arm strength. And for him to, sit at 90, touch 92, that was a good thing. And for me, the double, he made some plays defensively on the bases. And I know there's a little bit of fatigue variable coming in. So that spot right there, I wanted to go to Hatch. And he got a couple big outs for us. But overall, I thought Hyun-Jin was good.
What's the level of concern?
The comebacker was a little cause of concern initially, but he's very athletic. He really is. And, um, I think that the bicep got him in the bicep, and you don't see that happen very often, but he's tough, so he'll be fine.
Where did the comebacker get him?
The comebacker got him in the leg, but he said it was just kind of grazed him, so he's fine.
Is the eye pass over?
No, I don't think so. I think it was when he, after he hit third and coming around third, and he felt it. So, you know, it looked like it almost kind of came off the bone, you know, the way he reacted. But, you know, I don't know if it's cramping or you felt it and you kind of, you know, as a player, you're running and you pause. But I don't want to speculate too much. That's why we're going to get scans tomorrow.
How did he react? Did you hear
him? I didn't. I just kind of saw him pull up and grab his hamstring. So, I haven't talked to him. I'll go in there after the scrum.
What did you make of what Kenley did tonight, especially considering, you know, after the Yankees out there on the base paths for quite some time?
Yeah, you know what? You know, pitchers want to be position players, and sometimes position players want to be pitchers. And Kenley was a former position player and really likes being a position player. So he wanted to get that at bat. And, you know, with the defense where we're at losing JT, it made no sense to weaken the defense tonight. So, yeah, I knew he was four away, had an opportunity to get a bunt down, changed the sign, wanted him to hit away. And I don't know if that was his first major league hit, but we saved the baseball. And, you know, for him to – second major league hit? Thanks, Eric. Second major league hit, we still saved the baseball. But, for him to be on the bases and to come back in that ninth inning, and I guess they call it an immaculate inning. So nine pitches, three punch outs. So very focused, and, you know, that was special. They were, you know, and the credit to those guys, Hatch, like we talked about, those two outs right there were huge, and that sort of changed the game, the momentum of the game. And, you know, I credit Yasmani behind the plate. You know, Josh has been really attacking the strike zone, got behind, walked a couple guys, and for Yazzie to get him back in the zone was really good.
Puig's homer landed?
Puig's homer still in flight, and, you know, he got the head out to a fastball. So he's been working hard. He really has. And Turner, the hitting coaches, they've been doing a lot of work together. So Yasiel, to his credit, is buying in. So he put a good swing on a good elevated fastball, and hopefully we'll see more of those.
With his second career hit in the eighth, followed by an immaculate inning in the ninth, it's safe to say that Thursday night will not be soon forgotten for Dodgers closer Kenley Jansen.
I just tried to focus. I mean, it happened with me in San Diego when, you know, I got in the eighth inning, and then I make a mental mistake. That's my fault, nobody else's fault. So this time I stay locked in, even when we score, and do my job.
Special is that kind of accomplishment? You've basically done everything in your career.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's special. I mean, to me, I just go out there and enjoy it, man. Any day you have in the big leagues, you just try to, you know, take an advantage of it and play well. That's what I try to do.
How about that second hit of your career tonight? You were just telling me, give me 2 weeks batting and I'd be right back in there. How'd you feel up there?
You know, I mean, feel awkward. I mean, it's the reason why I'm pitching. So, you know, I'm pretty lucky to get that hit. You know, I'm just joking with you, say give me 2 weeks, but that probably might be the best that I could get right there. So,
are you excited to be able to get up there, though? That just is so rare.
Yes, it's fun. I feel like, you know, you're in the little leagues. You got nothing to lose. You're a pitcher. Who cares? You know, you just go out there and just swing the bat.
How about Ryu tonight and his athleticism? We were all kind of gasping at every move that he made. Did you guys realize that he was that athletic, could make those kind of plays?
Yeah, I mean, that's great how Ryu just bounced back, you know. He just want to pitch better, and he showed that today. And he fight out there, and he was making plays, making pitches, and, you know, we thankful that we got this win today.
Alex Wood takes the mound on Friday as he squares off with Justin Nicolino.